Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener Wayne Bowman. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, Don.
And Wayne has provided me some excellent notes on dealing with bugs or insects, which is, of course, the bane of all gardeners have to compete with the insects. I saw a thing on the program. We have these little factoids, Wayne, and I believe I'm reciting from memory. But I believe I read here recently one of our little factoids was that for every human on the planet, there are about 1 million ants.
I wouldn't doubt that.
You know, so that's not a comforting thought. But
you ever kicked the side of it?
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, I try not to do that, but I have done it, and yeah, it's not a surprising thing to think about. All right, so Wayne provided some notes about dealing with the. With insects, the first thing you mentioned here, Wayne, is the manual method, which kind of sounds a little daunting, but I mean it is possible to deal with them by hand and get down on your hands and knees and take care of the problem.
Yeah, if you're not dealing with 50 acres of beans or potatoes, it's not really that difficult. You just go through and pick off the ones you don't like. Turn the leaves over. You should be able to find little yellow spots of egg cases on there too. That you can kind of, if you're not squeamish, stick with your thumb. Some people take some alcohol or maybe a little lighter fluid or something and put into a jar, drop it into that, or a vinegar. You know, something that'll kill them. And that's the way to do that. Like I said, look for the egg clusters. If you clean things up. You know, keep the weeds cut down. It gives them fewer places to hide. Grasshoppers hide in taller grass too.
So
that's something to look for there.
Uh-huh. So that's another reason the weeding is important in a garden or flower bed.
Yeah. Get rid of your old plants too, rather than keeping them in the garden or composting them, throwing them away in the trash.
Uh-huh. We usually have, because it grows so well and it requires so little care, we typically put out the sweet potato vines in the summer, and they grow like crazy, and they have a beautiful green color and so forth. But about midsummer, they'll start to look a little bit like Swiss cheese, it seems. You start to see the holes in the leaf. But so by that point, it's too late, isn't it, to do anything?
No, I mean, it's not going to, it depends on how far you've let it go.
Yeah.
You know, most plants, if they're pretty healthy, they'll recover from a little bit of bug problem, a little bit of a BT on there, you've got worms on there that will take care of the larva. Bacillus thuringiensis works pretty good on that kind of stuff. It makes them sick and they die.
I say called BT dust.
BT dust.
Yeah, you referred to that.
It takes about an hour to learn how to pronounce the name.
Well, so it's not just, I guess when you first start to see something like that, don't let it go on, just get to it as soon as you first notice it.
Right, because they can strip it down to the point where, where the plant won't survive.
Well, in our case, they certainly survive, but they're not as lovely as they otherwise would be. We're talking with Wayne Bowman and Wayne's Hunt County Master Gardener. So we've talked about the manual method. You said that now that you recommend some chemicals to use, and one that you recommend highly is 7-Dust, and it seems like that has there's a lot of good reasons to use that.
Yeah, it'll work on like 100 different types of pests. The beetles we talked about before, it'll work on them, the adults.
You said in your notes 100 different, it'll deal with 100 different pests or insects.
Right.
Wayne, when we're talking about the 7-Dust, I think you said the big concern is not to use it on flowering plants because it's toxic to bees.
Yes, it is extremely toxic to bees and pollinators, so you really don't want to use it. Alternatively, you can use pyrethrins or insecticidal soap or neem oil. They're much less toxic, and they will pretty much do the same job. But the 7-Dust actually does work better.
Mm-hmm. But it's okay for vegetables.
Yes, it'll be okay for vegetables, and it is extremely low toxicity to mammals.
Right. So that's, relatively speaking, except for flowering plants, that's a good one. And then we've already mentioned BT dust, which is good and doesn't have effect on animals other than the insect larva. So that's good. And then you had some really good advice here on ants. And there's a mixture here, right, Wayne? You recommend there's a kind of mixture that just about anybody could stir up, and you say it's very effective on ants.
Right. If you don't want to use the poisons, acetaphate poisons, which I use in the lawn myself, but they're pretty effective. But you can use orange oil. Get that at the farm and feed store. It costs you about $25, $30 a quart. And a quart will do a whole lot. You only use an ounce or 2 ounces to the gallon to mix it up. And it works really well if you're using it like in the garden and such, because it's non-toxic and it's very effective. Now, what I generally do is I've got a big rod that I stick down into the anthill so I can get it down there as far as possible and hopefully get the queen, too. Mm-hmm. That'll kill the entire hive. Mm-hmm. I've poured as much as a gallon of that stuff down into an anthill without the anthill ever flowing.
Wow. And it's important to say you mix the orange oil with Dawn dish liquid.
Right. That'll make it stickier.
All right, Wayne, good advice. This is helpful, and we appreciate it. We wish you a good gardening the remainder of the summer. And thanks for
you keep cool out there, John.
All right, and thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line again. Wayne Bowman, Hunt County Master Gardener. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETA.